我们读撒迦利亚书，撒迦利亚书。
Can we turn to the book of Zechariah?
第一章。
Chapter 1.
大利乌王第二年八月，耶和华的话临到以多的孙子比利家的儿子先知撒迦利亚说。
In the eighth month of the second year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zechariah the prophet, the son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo, saying,
耶和华曾向你们列祖大大发怒。
The Lord was very angry with your fathers.
所以你要对以色列人说，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要转向我，我就转向你们。这是万军之耶和华说的。
Therefore say to them, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Return to me, declares the Lord of hosts, that I may return to you, says the Lord of hosts.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
于是耶和华的使者说，万军之耶和华，你恼恨耶路撒冷和犹大的诚意已经七十年，你不施怜悯要到几时呢？
Then the angel of the Lord said, O Lord of hosts, how long will you have no compassion for Jerusalem and the cities of Judah?With which you have been indignant these 70 years.
耶和华就用美善的安慰话回答那与我说话的天使。
The Lord answered the angel who was speaking with me with gracious words, comforting words.
与我说话的天使对我说，你要宣告说，万军之耶和华如此说，我为耶路撒冷，为锡安，心里极其火热。
So the angel who was speaking with me said to me, proclaim saying,Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Jerusalem and Zion.
我们再看，再看第八章。
And then let us turn to chapter 8.
第八章。
Zechariah chapter 8.
第八章第一节。
Chapter 8 and verse 1.
万军之耶和华的话临到我说，万军之耶和华如此说，我为锡安心里极其火热，我为他火热，向他的仇敌发烈怒。
Then the word of the Lord of hosts came saying, Thus says the Lord of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Zion. Yes, with great wrath I am jealous for her.
耶和华如此说，我现在回到锡安，要住在耶路撒冷中。耶路撒冷被称为城市的城，万军之耶和华的山被称为圣山。
Thus says the Lord, I will return to Zion and will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. Then Jerusalem will be called the city of truth, and the mountain of the Lord of hosts will be called the holy mountain.
十四章。
Chapter 14.
第四节。
Verse 4.
那日他的脚必站在耶路撒冷前面朝东的橄榄山上。这山必从中间分裂，自东至西成为极大的谷，山的一半向北挪移，一半向南挪移。
In that day his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which is in front of Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives will be split in its middle from east to west by a very large valley, so that half of the mountain will move toward the north and the other half toward the south.
第八节。
Verse 8.
那日必有活水从耶路撒冷出来，一半往东海流，一半往西海流，东下都是如此。
And in that day living waters will flow out of Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and the other half toward the western sea.
耶和华必作全地的王，那日耶和华必为独一无二的，他的名也是独一无二。
And the Lord will be king over all the earth, in that day the Lord will be only one,And his name, the only one.
我们再看诗篇四十六篇。
Can we then look in Psalm 46?
第四节。
Verse 4.
有一道河，这河的分岔使神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High.
第五节
Verse 5.
神在其中，城必不动摇，到天一亮，神必帮助这城。
God is in the midst of her, she will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns.
我们特别注意，到天一亮，神必帮助这城。
Let us specially pay attention to the phrase, God will help her when morning dawns.
我们再有点简单的祷告。
Can we have a further word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你，今天你召聚我们在你的脚前。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us at your feet.
虽然经过了一天的劳碌，好像身体有一些的疲倦。
Even though through a day of labor, Lord, as if our bodies are tired.
但是我们感谢你，我们所得着的生命乃是复活的生命。
But we thank you that the life that we have received is a resurrection life.
当我们今天晚上相聚的时候，我们相信你复活的大能要托住我们。
As we gather together, we believe that your resurrection power will sustain us.
让我们空手的来，却能饱满的回去。
Lord, that we may come empty-handed, but return full.
我们好像还没有准备好接受你的恩典。
As if we are not ready to receive your grace.
但是我们知道你已经准备好要把恩典给我们。
But Lord, thank you that you are already ready to grant us your grace.
但是今天晚上是我们蒙恩的晚上。
Indeed, may tonight be a night that we receive your grace.
但是这个周末是个蒙恩的周末。
And that this whole weekend will be a weekend of grace.
我们求你借着你的话来对我们说话。
Lord, we ask that through your word you may speak to us.
尤其这一卷撒迦利亚书。
Especially through the book of Zechariah.
若不是你开我们的眼睛，它实在是一本封闭的书。
Lord, if you do not open our eyes, indeed it is a closed book to us.
我们求你为着你自己的名解开这卷书。
Lord, for your own name's sake, we ask that you open up this book to us.
我们知道你的话一解开，就叫我们这些简单愚昧的人能够得着通达。
Lord, we know that as your book is open, Lord, even us foolish ones will receive understanding.
所以我们仰望你在这个周末开我们的眼睛。
So Lord, we ask that during this weekend you may open up our eyes.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
We pray in Jesus' dear name.
Amen. 感谢主，这个周末我们有一连串的时间在一起来看圣经中很特别的一卷书。
We thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity to spend this weekend to look at a very special book in the Bible.
这卷书就是撒迦利亚书。
And that book is the book of Zechariah.
有人说在旧约里面最难懂的一卷书恐怕是撒迦利亚书。
Some people have said that Zechariah is probably the hardest book to understand.
尤其是拉比们。
Especially among rabbis.
那犹太的拉比他们努力的，他们几乎每一卷的旧约圣经，他们都仔细的去研究它。
Now you know the Jewish rabbis actually have thoroughly studied every book in the Old Testament.
那如果你问他们在39卷旧约圣经哪一卷是最难的？
Now if you ask them which book among the 39 is the most difficult to understand.
那这些圣经学者他们异口同声的会说是撒迦利亚书。
Now these Bible scholars will unanimously tell you it's the book of Zechariah.
因为撒迦利亚书有些地方实在是不清楚。
Because Zechariah in many places is actually not very clear.
所以有的拉比这样说。
So some rabbis say it this way.
他说恐怕我们在今生永远不可能懂得这卷书。
He said probably in this lifetime we will not be able to fully understand the book of Zechariah.
一直等到公义的教师来到。
Until the master of righteousness returns. Or teacher of righteousness.
那么这位公义的教师来到我们中间的时候，
Now this teacher of righteousness, as he comes into our midst,
我们就明白这件事。
Then we will understand this book.
当然，他是指着弥赛亚说。
Of course, they refer to the Messiah.
有一天弥赛亚来了，弥赛亚有一个特点，要开人的眼睛。
One day when the Messiah comes, he will open people's eyes.
你知道旧约圣经讲到很多的神迹。
Now we know that in the Old Testament there are many prophecies.
过红海是个神迹。
Going through, miracles. Through the Red Sea,
过约旦河也是神迹。
Crossing the Jordan,
有叫人死人复活的。
And then raising people from the dead.
你看这些都是神迹。
These are all miracles.
但是有一个神迹旧约没有的。
But there is one miracle that did not occur in the Old Testament.
旧约提到，但是从来没有发生过。
It's mentioned in the Old Testament, but never occurred in the Old Testament.
那就是叫瞎眼看见。
And that is for cause the blind to see.
旧约讲到瞎眼看见这件事。
Now the Old Testament does mention about the blind receiving sight.
但是都是预言。
But those are prophecies.
那是指着弥赛亚来的时候，眼睛就开。
That refers to when the Messiah comes, the blind will see.
所以弥赛亚有一个特点。
So the Messiah has a special
thing. 他来的时候
，When he comes，
叫瞎眼的能看见。
He can cause the blind to see.
所以我们都好像。瞎眼的人一样。
So we are all like the blind.
所以这些拉比承认他们是看不见。
So these rabbis admit that they cannot see.
他们创世纪也许能懂。
Maybe they can understand Genesis.
出埃及记也能懂。
Exodus.
但是到了 撒加利亚书他们就投降。
But when they come to the book of Zechariah, they surrender.
他说我们恐怕要等到最后这个终于弥赛亚出现的时候，那那个时候公义的教士来到，我们就看见。
They say that maybe we have to wait for when the Messiah comes, the teacher of righteousness will explain this to us.
那这句话是很有意思。
Now this is a very interesting phrase.
其实这句话告诉我们怎么能够明白撒加利亚书。
Actually, this phrase tells us how we can understand the book of Zechariah.
因为开启撒加利亚书那本钥匙，今天他们把它丢掉了。
Because they have lost the key to open up the book of Zechariah.
他们说钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
They said crucify him, crucify him.
他们还在等候弥赛亚。
They are still waiting for the Messiah.
他们不知道说两千年前弥赛亚已经来了。
They did not know that 2,000 years ago the Messiah already came.
弥赛亚来了，就能叫我们，就能开启撒加利亚书。
So when the Messiah comes, he is able to open up the book of Zechariah.
所以当你读撒加利亚的时候
，So when you read the book of Zechariah.
你发现那把钥匙果然是弥赛亚自己。
You'll discover that that key is the Messiah himself.
对于以色列人来讲，弥赛亚只来一次。
For the people of Israel, the Messiah only would come once.
对我们基督徒来讲，弥赛亚两千年已经来过了。
For us Christians, the Messiah came 2,000 years ago.
有一天他还要回来。
One day he will return.
这刚刚好是撒加利亚给我们看见的一幅图画。
This is exactly the picture that the book of Zechariah shows.
如果有一卷书告诉我们弥赛亚怎样第一次来，然后最后还要回来。
If there is a book to tell us that the Messiah came once and will return,
那全圣经最清楚的一本书就是撒加利亚。
And the whole Bible, the clearest book on this matter is the book of Zechariah.
所以现在你就明白为什么这一卷书就变成非常非常的难。
So now you understand why this book is so difficult.
那问题是
，The problem is,
你怎么明白这一卷书
？How do you understand this book?
如果你发现基督乃是这一卷书的钥匙的话。
If you discover that Christ is the key to this book,
那么靠着主的恩典，
now by the Lord's grace,
我们就能看见从前所没有看见。
Then we can see what we didn't see before.
那一点不错。
Now, without a doubt,
这个 Campbell Morgan 就是很有名的解经之王。
Actually, Campbell Morgan, one which is the prince of exposition.
他讲到撒加利亚书的时候。
When he explained the book of Zechariah,
他说这个撒加利亚书乃是旧约的启示录。
He said the apocalypse of the Old Testament.
那我们都知道新约有一本书叫做启示录。
Now we know that in the New Testament there's a book called Revelation.
那我相信，如果你问大家新约最难的一卷书是哪一卷呢
？Now if we ask you what book in the New Testament is the most difficult to interpret,
我想我们多半都会说是启示录。
I think most of us will say it's the book of Revelation.
那你想到七个碗、七个印、七个号等等等等。
Because there you see the seven seals, the seven bowls, and the seven trumpets.
而且你看见有这么不同的解释。
And you see there are many interpretations.
大家有这么不同的看法。
People have different opinions on it.
所以肯定那是新约最难的一卷书。
So without a doubt, that is the most difficult book in the New Testament.
不过尼托森弟兄反对这个说法。
But actually, Brother Watchman Nee was actually against the saying.
他认为说马太福音比启示录要难十倍。
He felt that the book of Matthew was 10 times harder to read than study than book of Revelation.
无论如何
，No matter what.
如果撒加利亚果然是旧约里面的启示录的话。
Now, indeed, if the book of Zechariah is the revelation of the Old Testament or apocalypse,
那就印证说，在旧约里面，恐怕撒加利书是一本不容易的一本书。
This proves to us that in the Old Testament, indeed, the book of Zechariah will be one that is hard to understand.
那这卷书
，This book,
马丁路德说过
，Martin Luther said,
他说这个在旧约的预言里面。这本书乃是整本旧约预言的精华。
Martin Luther called the book of Zechariah the quintessence of Old Testament prophecy.
我们知道有一个人专门读这卷书的。
Now there was one person that specially studied, devoted himself to study.
他不是花两年。
He didn't spend 2 years.
他是花20年。
He spent 20 years.
这个人本来是犹太人。
Before this man was a Jew.
有一天他蒙恩得救。
One day he was saved.
结果神就用他。
And then the Lord used him.
这个人名字叫做 David Barron.
The name of this person is David Barron.
他花了20年来读这卷神，来读这卷书。
He studied this book 20 years.
所以他就写了一本书叫做 Visions and Prophecies of Zechariah.
He wrote this book.
那么这卷书呢，我们知道可以说在许多古典名著里面的一本书。
So it's actually one of the Christian classics.
那么同样的 ，David Barron 他同意马丁路德的话。
David Barron agreed with Martin Luther.
你看这里有一个人花了二十年。
Now there was one person that spent 20 years.
他几乎把他一半的人生一半就花在这卷上面。
He spent more than half of his life studying this book.
然后他告诉我们说。
And then he told us.
他同意马丁路德的看法。
He agreed with Martin Luther.
这卷书乃是旧约先知书里面的精华。
This book indeed is the quintessence of Old Testament prophecy.
那如果大家多看看一些的参考书的话，
Now if you study a little bit more of these reference books,
你多听听这些专家们、学者们，听听他们对于撒迦利亚书的感想是什么。
If you listen to the experts and the scholars on what their view on the book of Zechariah,
那 Adam Clark 是个很有名的学者。
Adam Clark is a very famous Bible scholar.
他说撒迦利亚书是在12本小先知书里面是最长，也是最不容易明白的。
He said the book of Zechariah is the longest and most obscure of all the 12 minor prophets.
还有一个人叫做 Homer Haley.
Another person's name is Homer Haley.
他说在旧约圣经里面，这个恐怕是最难的一卷书。
He said it is the most difficult of any of the Old Testament books to interpret.
就是最难解释的一本书。
The hardest book to interpret.
那么还有一个专家。
Another expert.
那个叫做 Hengstenberg，
His name was Hengstenberg。
Hengstenberg 也是犹太人。
He's also a Jewish。
那感谢主。
Thank the Lord。
主的的确确把整本的旧约打开了。
The Lord opened up the whole book of the Old Testament。
我们知道的全本旧约有333个关于弥赛亚的预言。
We know that in the Old Testament there are 333 prophecies related to the Messiah。
谁把这333个预言读得最好的呢
？Who was the one that studied this the most thoroughly？
而且把它放在一本书里面
，actually put it in a book。
那就是我们刚才所说的 Hengstenberg 这位弟兄。
And that was this brother Hengstenberg。
他怎么说呢
？What did he say？
他说这个撒迦利亚关乎弥赛亚的预言。
So the messianic prophecies of Zechariah
是非常独特的，仅次于以赛亚书。
Are only second to those of Isaiah in distinctness.
所以我们知道，这个的的确确，你看见这些明白撒迦利亚书的人。
So those that understand the book of Zechariah
就知道说这卷书是何等的重要。
They know how important it is.
那么还有一个弟兄叫做 Robinson， 也是很有名的圣经学者。
There was another famous Bible scholar by the name of Robinson.
他说撒迦利亚书是在全本圣经里面最弥赛亚的。
He said Zechariah is the most messianic.
而且呢，可以说是最，而且也是一本讲到末最后这个宇宙最后结局的一本的书。
And the most truly apocalyptic and eschatological.
在所有旧约的这个书卷里面。
Of all the writings of the Old Testament.
所以，如果我们把这些专家学者们他们的感想放在一起的话。
So if you put all these comments by these Bible scholars together.
那我相信我们都有一，我们相信我们会得到同样的感想。
I think that we'll all come to the same conclusion.
那当然感谢主。
Well, of course, thank the Lord.
现在我们比拉比有福了。
We are more blessed than the rabbi.
第一
，First，
因为我们认识这位弥赛亚。
Because we know this Messiah.
所以这是一把很重要的钥匙。
This is a very important key.
第二
，Second，
那个公义的教师已经在圣灵里面已经来了。
The teacher of righteousness has already come in the Holy Spirit.
已经住在我们的里面。
He already abides in us.
所以我们的主能开启我们的眼睛。
So our Lord can open up our eyes.
叫我们能明白这卷书。
So that we can understand this book.
所以这个周末呢，我们要靠着主的恩典。
So this weekend by the Lord's grace.
我们试着一同来看这卷书。
We'll try to read and look at this into this book.
那我们只有四堂。
We only have four sessions.
而且每堂大概就一个半钟头。
And actually, every session is probably an hour and a half.
包括翻译在里面。
Including translation.
所以这是很短很短的时间。
So it's actually a very short time.
不过我们求主借助这很短的时间。
But we ask that the Lord through this very short time.
让我们对于撒迦利亚书能有概括性的认识。
So that we may have a sort of like a general understanding of the book of Zechariah.
然后你再花更多的时间去读这卷书。
And then you spend more time to study more in depth.
那很感谢主，现在你有一本书可以陪伴着你的。
Thank the Lord, there is actually a book that can accompany you.
如果有一个人花了20年在那里写这本书的话
，If there is someone that spent 20 years to write this book,
你愿意花整个20天来啃这本书
？Are you willing to spend 20 days to chew through this book?
那么如果这样的话，你看见你不是完全看不见的。
And then you won't be completely blind.
圣灵在你们里面，在我们里面。然后这里有专家，他们花了一生的时间，就是给我们这一卷书。
And then there are experts that spent their whole lifetime to give us this book.
所以我盼望这一次好像抛砖引玉一样，好像把砖头丢出去，能够把玉能够引进来。
So hopefully this time we'll get much for our return. Get much return from our investment.
我们砖丢出去，不是丢出去。又得回来是玉米是这样，
嗯，好，哇，
那意思就是说，但愿这一次能够主给我们一个心愿。
So may the Lord actually grant us a desire.
我们能够因着这一本，因着这一卷书，叫我们能起来明白他的话。
So that we may really rise up and really be able to comprehend this book.
因为这是很重要、很重要的一点。
Because this is a very important book.
我们知道现在我们周围所发生许多的事。
We know that many events occurring around us.
你看见有的就是撒迦利亚书里面所给我们看。
Actually, some of them can be found in the book of Zechariah.
那当然，因为这里一共有14章。
But of course, there are 14 chapters.
所以我们只能够大概蜻蜓点水似的点一下就好，稍微看一下。
But we can only just have an overview of the book.
就好像我们不可能一章一章的看，像一棵一棵树一样，不可能。
So we cannot look at each chapter individually, just like as you examine a tree.
我们只能像鸟一样从一片森林飞过去。
We can only be like a bird and go through and fly over the forest.
所以大家这个礼拜就是每堂都来了。只是说现在我们好像有影子了，我们现在知道那个路在什么地方。
So even if we come to every session this weekend, we'll only see a little bit of the shape and have a good introduction.
那当然，你们回去需要读一读。
And of course, when you go back, you have to study it more.
我很担心今天晚上来到这里的人可能从来一章都没有读过。
I'm afraid that many of you tonight have never even read a chapter in the book of Zechariah.
那如果你真的读过一遍，你觉得这卷书是很难的。
But if you do read through this book, you will indeed find that this book is a difficult book.
所以像这个周末对我们来讲应该是很有帮助。
So this weekend should be of great help to us.
我们希望主真是给我们那把钥匙。
So we do hope that the Lord may grant us that key.
那这样，我想我们就能够明白这卷书。
So then we can understand this book.
那明白撒迦利亚书和明白启示录有一点类似的地方。
Now to understand the book of Zechariah, it's actually very similar to understand the book of Revelation.
这个启示录许多时候我们忽略了。
Revelation is often a book that we neglect.
为什么我们不容易懂得呢
？Why is it hard for us to comprehend?
就是我们有一个试探，我们读启示录，我们没有读多少遍，我们就开始解释它。
Because we have a temptation to not have read through Revelation many times before we start interpreting.
其实启示录是需要整本的其他圣经其他65卷来解释它。
Because the book of Revelation actually requires the whole rest of the 65 books in the Bible to explain it.
换一句话说
，In other words,
如果你把圣经其他65卷你把它读通了
，Now if you understand the rest of the 65 books in the Bible,
你看见那些背景的确能叫你明白启示录。
Then that background will help you understand the book of Revelation.
所以为什么那个达勒，为什么这个富勒神学有一个教授叫 Wilbur Smith？
Now, why did the Fuller's Theological Seminary have a professor named Wilbur
Smith? 他认为说，在这么多启示录的书里面
，He found that amongst all these books on the Book of Revelation，
有一本书是最好的。
There is one book that is the best。
因为这本书乃是从整个圣经的角度来解释它。
Because this book uses the whole rest of the Bible to explain the Book of Revelation。
它不是从我们的角度来解释它的。
He doesn't interpret Revelation through our own perspective。
他是用圣经来解释圣经。
Uses the Bible to interpret the Bible.
那么这个圣经这个作者是谁呢
Now, who is this author?
那个就是 Govett 戈怀德弟兄
And that is、the author Govett
Robert Govett
Robert Govett
我们叫戈怀德弟兄就做斯布珍弟兄来讲
Now according to Brother Spurgeon、Robert Govett
他觉得在 Govett 的书里面有很多的金子
That amongst the writings of Brother Govett
他实在是走在他时代的前面一百年
There actually is much gold there such that he is actually 100 years advanced,、more advanced than his contemporary.
主在十九世纪兴起他来。
So in the 19th century, the Lord raised him.
到今天，你看见他的光，好，他的光的的确确好像跑在他前面一样。
Even until today, as if his, the light that he saw was far in advance of anybody else.
有一个非常有分量的神学家说。
There was a very Bible scholar that had carried much weight.
他说，如果你在教会是历史里面要找那个最伟大的系统神学家的话。
So、if you want to find in church history the greatest systematic Bible theologian,
那 Govett 是当之无愧的，
and
应该就是他了。
It should be him.
所以我们知道说，启示录如果要明白的话。
So if you want to understand the Book of Revelation,
弟兄姊妹。你要看见，你要从整本的圣经来解释它。
You need the whole Bible to help you interpret it.
撒加利亚书也是这样。
Zechariah is the same.
撒加利亚同样的，我们需要用主的话来解释它才。
The book of Zechariah will need the word of God itself to explain it.
如果什么段一段的圣经我们不明白的话
，If there is a portion of the scriptures that we do not understand,
圣经里面给我们一把钥匙。
The Bible gives us a key.
总是用他的话来解释他的话。
That we need to use his word to interpret his word.
所以这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
那因着这个缘故，我们需要把撒加利亚书的背景把它说清楚。
Because of this, we need to explain the background of the book of Zechariah.
我们如果把这些背景稍微解释一下
，If we explain the background of this book,
然后我们大概就容易明白撒加利亚。
Then we can understand the book of Zechariah.
所以我们今天晚上。我们只能够来说它的背景。
So today we can only explain the background of the book of Zechariah.
但这些背景是很重要。
But these backgrounds are important.
如果你把背景看清楚
，If you can understand the background,
这一卷书几乎是清楚。
Then this book is very clear to.
你看见吗？所以这个是非常重要的。
This is very important.
今天难在什么地方
？What is the difficulty today?
难在就是许多人解释撒加利亚书总是只是从撒加利亚的角度来出发的。
Because people start studying the book of Zechariah from the book of Zechariah.
他忘记了。
He forgot.
整本的旧约要来解释它。
It needs the whole Old Testament to explain it.
整本的新约要来解释。
The whole New Testament to explain it.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
我们必须要明白它的背景。
So for us to understand its background.
然后我们才能懂得这一卷书。
Then can we understand the book?
首先，我们要提起撒加利亚的名字。
First, we'd like to mention the name Zechariah.
这个撒加利亚名字的意思就是耶和华记得。
The meaning of the word of the name Zechariah is the Lord remembers.
这是很特别的一卷书。
This is a very special book.
到底在什么情形底下神记得呢？
Under what circumstances did the Lord remember?
你知道这句话对于撒加利亚说来撒加利亚来说是个最大的安慰。
This is the greatest comfort to Zechariah.
有的时候你看环境各方面的情形给我们看见好像神忘记。
Sometimes our circumstances will cause us to think that God forgot.
但是神记得。
But God remembers.
这就是撒迦利亚。
This is Zechariah.
那么到底为什么神记得呢？
Now why did the Lord remember?
所以我想我们需要回到历史，回到圣经的历史。
Then we need to first return to the history of the Bible.
还有我们要问说，撒迦利亚书圣经是把它放在什么位置上？
And we also have to look at what place did the book of Zechariah have in the Old Testament.
那弟兄姊妹，我们稍微做个简单的复习。
So let us have a brief overview.
我们有旧约，有新约。
We have the Old Testament and the New Testament.
那旧约前面有五卷的书。
Now there are five books of Moses in the beginning of
the Old Testament. 叫做摩西五经。
The Pentateuch.
那么新约前面有四卷的书，叫做四福音。
And then there are the four Gospels in the New Testament.
你看见吗
？You see it?
这个旧约的灵魂是在最前面的五章、五卷。
Actually, the spirit and soul of the Bible is in the first five books of the Bible.
新约最重要的灵魂也在前面的四卷。
And then the most important spirit and soul of the New Testament is found in the first
four books. 那前面的摩西五经给我们看见律法。
The five books of Moses shows us the law.
好，那约其这个四本福音书给我们看见福音。
The four books of the Gospel shows us the Gospel.
而这个福音乃是指着一个人来说。
And then this Gospel speaks about a person.
乃是指着神的独生子来说。
Speaks about the only Son of God.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见律法是借着摩西来的。
Now law was given through Moses.
恩典和真理乃是从耶稣基督来。
Grace and truth were given through Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音，这个旧约一开始从摩西开始。
So in the Old Testament, it began with Moses.
新约一开始从耶稣基督开始。
Now the New Testament began with Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见这个旧约怎么开始，新约怎么开始。
How the Old Testament began, so did the New Testament.
讲到律法。
When you speak about the law,
有一班律法的子民。
There are the sons of law.
那么这一班律法的子民在地上，在地上出现过的。
Now these sons of laws had appeared on the earth.
他们的历史就记载在旧约里面。
Their history is recorded in the Old Testament.
所以这就是从约书亚记开始，然后一直到以斯帖记，那这一部分圣经称它，我们都知道，这都是讲以色列的历史。
So from the book of Joshua to the book of Esther, it speaks about the history of the people of Israel.
所以这一部分我们称它做历史书。
So we call them the historical books.
所以你看见有这么多的历史的书。
So you see all these historical books.
给我们看见神属地的子民，他的历史，他中间经过一些什么。
So it shows us what the people of Israel or the people of God went through.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的主。为我们死，为我们复活，为我们升天。
Our Lord Jesus died for us, rose again for us, and ascended for us.
所以在五旬节教会就产生。
So on the Pentecost, the church was born.
以色列人是神属地的子民，教会乃是神属天的子民。
Israel are the earthly people of God, the church is the heavenly people of God.
如果你知道神，要知道神属地子民的历史，你读旧约的历史书。
So if we want to know the history of the earthly people of God, you read the historical books in the Old Testament.
如果你要知道神属天子民的历史，那就是使徒行传。
If you want to know the history of the heavenly people of God, that is found in the book of Acts.
所以你看见这个是旧约跟新约对应的。
Again, you see a correspondence between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
然后接下去。
And then if you continue on.
到底你怎么解释这些以色列人的经历呢
？Now how do you explain the experience of the people of Israel?
Interpret. 你怎么解释他们在神面前那个生活和他们的经历？
How do you interpret their life before God and their experience?
所以从约伯记开始有五卷的书叫做智慧书。
So if you look starting from the book of Job, there are five books of wisdom.
那么这个五卷的智慧书就是对于以色列人他们在地上经过的整个的解释。
Now these five books of wisdom are the interpretation of the experience of the people of Israel on this earth.
那么这五卷书当然包括约伯记，还有就是诗篇，还有箴言，还有传道书，还有就是歌颂之歌。
Now, of course, these five books include the book of Job, the book of Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and Song of Solomon.
这是旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
到了新约呢
？If you come to the New Testament,
从罗马书开始
，starting from the book of Romans,
一直到犹大书
，until the book of Jude.
这一部分乃是书信的。
Now, these are the epistles.
这一部分的书就相当于旧约的智慧书。
Now these epistles correspond to the books of wisdom in the Old Testament.
那 请我们记得。
Now let us remember.
这个书信特点在哪里呢
？Now what are the special features of the epistle?
书信乃是对于属天子民他们的经历的一个解释。
Now the epistles are nothing but an explanation of the experience of the heavenly people of God.
所以现在很清楚了。
So it's very clear now.
你看见吗？这是智慧书和这个智慧书和新约的书信是对应的。
So the books of wisdom are corresponding to the epistles in the New Testament.
历史书讲的过去。
Now the historical book speaks about the past.
智慧书跟书信讲到今天。
Now the books of wisdom and the epistle speaks about today.
那现在问题在这里。
Now the problem is this.
神的子民不光有过去，有现在，还有将来。
Now, the people of God not only have a past, they have a present, they also have a future.
所以然后你看见在旧约最后的一部分有十七卷的先知书。
Now, so that's why in the last 17 books in the Old Testament, you find the prophetic books.
那这些先知书讲什么呢
?Now, what do these prophetic books speak about?
先知书就告诉我们这些属地子民的前途。
It speaks about the future of the earthly people of God.
他们有没有前途呢
?Do they have a future?
他们是有前途的。
They do have a future.
你怎么知道呢
?How do you know?
你读十七卷的先知书就很清楚了。
If you read the 17 prophetic books, you will become clear.
这是属地的子民。
Now this is the earthly people.
那教会怎么样呢
？Now how about the church?
教会有没有明天
？Does the church have a tomorrow?
教会有没有前途
？Does the church have a future?
你看看今天神的儿女四分五裂的情形。
You look at the children of God today, how they are divided all separate ways.
是不是我们允许失败主义能够到处的猖狂呢
？Can we allow this idea of failure,
fatalism,
to, fatalism or failure to be prominent.
我们能不能说，因着我们的肉体，神就拿我们一点办法也没有呢
？Can we say because of our flesh, then God has no way in our lives?
不
，No.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
教会有没有前途
？Does the church have a future?
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
现在你看见说。在新约里面有一卷的书。
You see that in the New Testament there is a book.
那就是启示录。
And that is the book of Revelation.
那启示录是给我们看见我们的前途。
Now Revelation shows us our future.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在很清楚了。
Now it's very clear.
摩西五经和福音书是对应的。
The five books of Moses and the Gospels are corresponding.
历史书和使徒行传是对应的。
The historical books and the book of Acts are corresponding.
智慧书和智慧书和和这个书信是对应的。
Now the wisdom books and the epistles are corresponding.
然后十七卷的先知书和启示录是对应的。
So the 17 prophetic books are corresponding to the book of Revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在我们清楚了。
Now we are clear.
那么撒迦利亚书是放在什么地方
？Now where is the book of Zechariah found?
撒迦利亚书是放在十七卷的先知书里面的一卷。
It is one of the 17 prophetic books in the Bible.
那么好了。
Now this.
圣灵把它放的位置。
Now the placement of the book in the Old Testament.
是非常非常有意思的。
The Holy Spirit placed a very interesting place.
所以我们要明白这个，如果我们把这个十七卷的先知书好好把它读过的话。
So if we are to study the 17 books carefully.
那么你就会看见说。
Then you will discover.
圣灵在这个十七卷书的背后有一个旨意的。
The Holy Spirit has a purpose behind the 17 books.
所以你一定要把这些书卷好好的读过。
So you have to study the 17 books carefully.
这个先知书把它读明白了。
Understand them.
然后呢，你看见说撒迦利亚书是里面的一环。
Then you will discover the book of Zechariah is one aspect.
所以明白是一个环。
It's like a ring.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天为什么有的时候我们不明白撒迦利亚书呢
？Why is it that sometimes we do not understand the book of Zechariah?
因为圣灵是把它放在十七卷先知书里面一环。
It is actually but only one link in the chain of the 17 books.
你只把这一环拿出来。
If you only take one link.Of that chain
你左看右看，你研究它，当然你不会明白的。
If you look left and right and just examine it on its own, you will not understand.
所以我们要问说，到底这一环是什么样的一环
？So we have to understand what does this link in the chain speak about.
所以你看见吗？我们对于神的话的结构要有印象才可以。
So we have to understand the structure of the Word of God.
那么好了，这里一共有十七卷。
Now here we find 17 books.
不过幸好，但是我们知道，在原来的希伯来文里面呢，这个耶利米埃。 迦歌跟耶利米是一卷的。
But we know that in the original Hebrew, Jeremiah and Lamentations are only one book.
所以实在说来，这是两个是一卷的。
So in reality, these two books are one book.
所以简单的说来，一共有十六卷这样的书。
So simply speaking, there are 16 books.
那么在这十六卷里面
now, ，among the 16 books，
有四卷是大先知书。
There are four major prophet books.
那就是以赛亚书
，Isaiah，
耶利米书
，Jeremiah，
但以理书
，Daniel，
还有呢以西结。
Ezekiel，
我想这个都很清楚的。
I think it's very clear.
我们有一个错觉。
Now we have a misunderstanding.
我们常常以为说，这个以赛亚、耶利米、但以理、以西结他们是大的先知。
So oftentimes I think Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel that they are great prophets.
我们觉得约拿的是小先知。
We think that Jonah is a little prophet.
这是很
minor
这是很大的误会。
This is a great misunderstanding.
因为大先知书是什么意思呢
？Because the major prophets, what does it mean?
他不是说这个先知大。
It doesn't mean that the prophet itself is.
他是说这个先知所写的书很长。
It just means that the length of the book itself is long.
约拿一点都不比大以赛亚小的。
Actually, Jonah is no less than the Isaiah.
你怎么知道
？How do you know that?
因为我们的主说。
Because our Lord said.
看呐、啊，这里有一个人比约拿更大。
Behold, there is someone here greater than Jonah.
你看，如果约拿能和我们的主来相比的话，你知道约拿有多大
？So if Jonah can be compared to our Lord, you know how great Jonah is.
所以你千万不要说约拿是小先知，然后这个以赛亚大先知。
So don't call Jonah a little prophet and Isaiah a great prophet.
但是为什么我们说有大先知有小先知说？
But why do we say there are major prophets and minor prophets?
原因就是以赛亚写的书很长很长。
Because Isaiah wrote a very long and lengthy.
66章。
66 chapters.
就好像圣经66卷一样。
Just like the 66 books in the Bible.
很有意思的。
Very interesting.
如果你看他那个分法的话。
If you look at the division of
Isaiah. 是39章，还有27章。
It's 39 chapters and 27 chapters.
很稀奇呀。
Very amazing.
非常非常稀奇。
Very very amazing.
前面37章就叫你想起37卷的。39卷的旧约的圣经。
So it reminds you of the 39 books in the Old Testament.
那么然后后面的27章就叫你想起27卷的新约的圣经。
27 chapters reminds you of the New Testament in the Bible.
而且你如果仔细的把这个39章跟27章好好读过的话。
So if you study thoroughly the 39 books and the 27 books.
那根本就是整本圣经的小影。
It's only but a shadow of the whole book of the Bible.
你看见吗？这39章就叫你想起整本的旧约，后面27章就叫你讲起整本的新约。
The 39 books reminds you of the Old Testament, and 27 books reminds you of the New Testament.
所以当然以赛亚书最长。
So that's why Isaiah is indeed the longest book in the Bible.
所以想想啊，他们抄以赛亚书很辛苦。
So if you think about it, for them to copy the actual book of Isaiah.
你知道那些在死海附近抄写以赛亚书的人。
It was indeed very difficult, and especially those that were copying it near the Dead Sea.
他们抄写，他们常常要沐浴，他们常常要洗身子的。
So those that put together the Dead Sea Scrolls, they often would take a bath.
他们一定要接近他自己。
They wanted to sanctify themselves.
所以如果他们抄写抄一半的时候。
So if they were copying in the middle of it.
如果一个污秽的念头一进到他的思想里面。
So if there was some kind of evil thought that came into them.
结果他就从头来起。
Then he would start from the beginning.
所以问题在这里。
So the problem is this.
有的人从以赛亚书第一章一直抄到66章。
So some people copy from chapter 1 to chapter 66.
我当然那个时候没有66章，不分章不分卷。
But of course, at that time, there was no division of chapters.
所以你想想看，一个抄写圣经快抄到66章的时候。
So if someone was copying the book and we almost reached the end.
如果那个时候一个污秽的思想进到他们里面来了。
So if an evil thought came into him.
结果你看他从头就整个都作废了，要再从头抄起。
So you will have to start again from scratch.
所以你看见这实在是一个很。这实在是一个 major， 是一个大的先知。
So indeed, this was a major prophet.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在在死海古卷里面。
Now in the Dead Sea Scrolls today.
现在可以证明说，以赛亚书，现在你所看到的和2500年前和2000多年前看到的是一模一样的。
That the Isaiah that you have today is identical to the one found 2,000 or so years ago. More than 2,000 years ago.
那还有耶利米也是如此。
And the same thing with the book of Jeremiah, Daniel, Ezekiel the same.
所以你看，这都是很长很长的书。
Actually, very, very long books.
那么小先知书呢
？Now the minor prophets.
那么就是篇幅比较短一点。
Actually, the length of the book is shorter.
那么撒迦利亚书是所有小先知书里面最大的，因为它的篇幅最长。
And Zechariah is the longest book among the minor prophets because it's the longest.
那很有意思。
But very interesting.
神借着以赛亚，借着耶利米，借着但以理，借着以西结，的确给了一些很重大的启示。
Now through Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel, God indeed gave many great revelations.
我们没有时间仔细去看它。
We don't have time to look at it in detail.
不过非常有意思的一点就是。
But very interesting is it?
你发现说。当你读以赛亚书以后
，You'll discover that after you read the book of Isaiah，
你发现何西阿书、麦米迦书和阿摩斯书
，You'll discover that Hosea, Micah, and Amos
在启示上和以赛亚是一致的。
In its revelation, it's actually very similar to what is found in Isaiah.
所以很自然的，以赛亚书、何西阿书、米迦书、阿摩斯书是一组的。
So very naturally, the book of Isaiah, Hosea, Micah, and Amos.Are one group.
所以如果你要读旧约里面的大小先知书的话
，So if you want to read the prophetic books in the Bible，
那最容易就是可能最有帮助的就是你把这几卷书放在一起来读。
The easiest way is probably to read these four books together.
这样你容易得到帮助的。
Then you will receive much help.
所以以赛亚书、何西阿书、米迦书、阿摩书是一组的。
So Isaiah, Hosea, Micah, Amos is one group.
然后耶利米。
Jeremiah,
Obadiah,
Obadiah,
Habakkuk,
Habakkuk,
和西班牙
and Zephaniah.
这四个也是一组的。
These four are another group.
然后但以理
and then Daniel,
约拿书
Jonah,
拿鸿书
Nahum,
约珥书
Joel.
你看他们也是一组的。
They form another group.
以西结书
Ezekiel,
哈该书
Haggai,
撒迦利亚书
Zechariah,
马拉基书
Malachi.
他又是一组。
They form another group.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and
sisters, 现在你明白吗
Now you understand?
在这里有以赛亚有耶利米有但以理有以西结
You have Isaiah, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Ezekiel.
那么我们怎么解释这些
Now how do we interpret this?
那么你要找到最大的先知来解释
You have to find the greatest prophet to explain this.
你知道旧约只有三种人是受膏的
Now we know that in the Old Testament only three kinds of people are anointed.
君王
A king,
先知
the prophet,
和祭司
and the priest.
弥赛亚什么意思呢
What does the Messiah mean?
弥赛亚他是集君王、祭司和先知于一身，他是都通通在他身上。
He is actually the summation of a king, a prophet, and a priest.
他是最大的君王，他是最大的先知，他也是最大的祭司。
He is the greatest king, the greatest priest, and also the greatest prophet.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
如果我们的主我们的主当然是弥赛亚。
Of course, our Lord is the Messiah.
他当然是最大的先知。
He is the greatest prophet.
谁最有权解释所有的先知书的
？Who is the greatest authority to explain and interpret all of the prophecy?
这个钥匙当然在他的手里。
So the key is in his hand.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and
sisters, 你如果要明白这十七卷的书先知书的话
，If you want to understand the 17 prophetic books,
那把钥匙在哪里呢
？Where is the key?
那把钥匙在新约里面。
The key is in the New Testament.
那把钥匙在马太。跟路加福音里面
The key is found in the book of Matthew and Luke.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
现在你看见因为我们的主是最大的先知
Because our Lord is the greatest prophet.
所以你看见我们的主在地上所讲的预言
So the prophecies that our Lord spoke on the earth
是需要这十七卷的预言书去解释它的
You need the 17 prophetic books to interpret it.
所以这是非常非常稀奇的
So this is very interesting.
所以我们再说如果我们要明白这十七卷的先知书的话
So if we want to understand the 17 prophetic books.
你要问说我们的主在地下他怎么讲预言的
We have to look at how did our Lord himself speak on prophecy.
他怎么是最大的先知的
How is he the greatest prophet?
当然他的解释是最完全的
Of course his interpretation is the most complete.
也是最准确的
It's also most accurate.
那果然不错
And indeed it's true.
当然主说了很多的预言
Of course the Lord spoke many prophecies.
我想我们没有时间去看他是不大可能的
I think we do not have time to go through it in detail.
但是大家记不记得马太二十四章
But does everyone remember in Matthew 24.
我们好不好看一下，很快的看一下。
Can we look there quickly?
马太，二十
四
章。马太二十四章三十二节。
Matthew 24 and verse 32.
你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Now learn the parable from the fig tree. When its branches already become tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near.
这样你们看见这一切事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
So you too, when you see all these things, recognize that he is near, right at the door.
那这是我们主所说的预言。
Now this is the prophecy that our Lord spoke.
感谢主，这个预言已经应验了。
Thank the Lord that this prophecy has already been fulfilled.
它应验在1948年。
It was fulfilled in 1948.
这里的无花果树乃代表以色列国。
Now the fig tree here speaks about the nation of Israel.
果然，这个无花果树枯干了多少百年？都差不多2000年以后，你看1948年，它果然发嫩长叶。
Indeed, this fig tree was dry for more than 2,000 years, and in 1948, it put forth its leaves.
所以我们知道我们的主已经站在门口。
So we know the Lord is at the door.
而这个门是东方的门，东方院子，东方房子的门，不是西方房子。
And actually, when it speaks about the door, it actually refers to the home in the Orient.
所以这里的门在原文是多数的。
So actually, in the original, this door is actually in plural.
他在门口了。
He's at the door.
我们不知道是大门还是二门还是三门，我们不知道。
We do not know if it's the gate or at the first door or the second door.
但是从1948年以后，我们知道主回来的日子很近很近。
But after 1948, we know that the coming of our Lord is soon.
不要忘记，这是我们主所说的预言。
Don't forget, this is a prophecy spoken by our Lord.
难怪现在你看见中东所发生的事是几乎是没有一个人能够去解开的那个结。
That's why the knot in the Middle East is no one person can. Untie it.
那么1948年很清楚很清楚这件事情已经发生了。
And in 1948, this indeed happened.
但是当你读路加福音的时候。
But when you read the book of Luke.
很有意思。
Very interesting.
我们来看路加福音21章。
Can we look in Luke chapter 21?
路加福音21章。
Luke 21.
29节。
Verse 29.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说，你们看无花果树和各样的树，它发芽的时候，你们一看见，自然晓得夏天近了。
Then he told them a parable. Behold the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they put forth leaves, you see it and know for yourselves the summer is now near.
马太福音是对犹太人写的。主要是为了犹太人。
Matthew was mainly written for the Jews.
所以只讲了无花果树。
So that's why he only spoke about the fig tree.
因为犹太人注意的，他们将来有什么事要发生的。
Because the Jewish people wanted to pay attention of their future.
所以在马太福音里面，主只提到无花果树。
That's why in the book of Matthew, it only mentions the book, the fig tree.
但是路加福音是写给外邦人。
But Luke was written for the Gentiles.
路加是所有新约作者里面唯一外邦人。
So Luke was the only Gentile author of a book in the Old Testament.
所以这里给我们看见不是以色列人，以色列这里给我们看见全世界的。
So you do not just see Israel here, but the whole world.
所以当约翰，当我们的主，当这个我们的主说到预言的时候。
So when our Lord spoke on prophecy,
尤其在路加福音里。
Especially in the book of Luke.
他说你们看无花果树和各样的树发芽的时候。
Said, behold the fig tree and all the trees as soon as they put forth leaves.
那无花果树发芽，发嫩长叶表示无花表示以色列复国了。
So the fig tree putting forth its leaves means the nation of Israel has been restored.
那各样的树。
Then all the trees.
那岂不是告诉我们是圣经里面有一些的古国也要复国吗？
Doesn't it speak to us that the ancient nations of the Old Testament will arise again?
这就告诉我们说。
So this tells us.
1948年以后。
After 1948.
以色列虽然复国了。
Even though Israel was restored.
但从那天就没有安宁的日子。
But from that day on, there will be no day of rest.
你看见圣经里面古老的国家有的也要被兴起来。
Because the ancient nations.And the Bible will also be restored.
在旧约里面，你所看见以色列和各国对立的那个情形。
And you see that in the Old Testament there was a conflict between Israel and all the other nations.
结果现在它又起来了。
But now that same conflict has arisen.
旧约你看见大卫和哥利亚。
In the Old Testament you see David and Goliath.
结果现在你也看见大卫和哥利亚。
Today you still see David and Goliath.
不过旧约的时候是大卫拿着石头。这个非利士人是全副武装的。
And the Old Testament, it was David who had the stones and the Philistine was the one that was in full armor.
但是今天以色列人是全副武装，而且是美国的直升飞机，还有美国的坦克的。
But if you look at Israel today, it is armed with U.S. weapons of the helicopters and the missiles.
结果是巴勒斯坦的孩子拿着石头的。
It is the Palestinian boys that actually have the stones.
但是不要忘记。
But don't forget.
在圣经里面，以色列人和非利士人的故事。
The story in the Old Testament of Israel and the Philistines.
今天完全重演了。
It's repeated today.
因为不光无花果树要发嫩长叶。
Because not only the fig tree will put forth.
不光以色列要复国。
Not only will Israel be.
你看巴勒斯坦也要复国。
Palestine will also be.
不光要复国。
Not only be restored.
而且要以耶路撒冷做他的首都的。
And also wants to make Jerusalem its capital.
现在大家明白吗
？So now everyone.
现在你就知道是为什么今天中东的情形变得这么样的棘手。
So that's why you know it's such.A difficult situation in the Middle East.
像美国这样超强的国家
，even a superpower like the U.S.
应该能够解决这些问题的。
They should be able to solve this problem.
没有人能解决的。
No person can solve it.
在这里很清楚的。
Here it's very clear.
你看，你有一个对立的情形。
There is a conflict here.
一面有无花果树。
On the one hand, you have the fig tree.
另一面有各样的树。
On the other hand, you have all the other.
那现在我们要问。
Now we want to ask.
到底是哪些树呢？
Now, which trees are
there? 是哪些古国到了主回来以前要重新抬头呢
？Which ancient nations will be restored again?
那答案在什么地方
？Where is the answer?
答案是在十七卷的先知书里。
The answer is in the 17 prophetic book.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
现在你好不好一同来看一看耶利米书
？Can we look in the book of Jeremiah?
我们如果翻开耶利米书的话。
If we look in Jeremiah,
如果你从第一章开始
if you start from chapter one,
然后你一直翻到三十一章
if you turn all the way to chapter 31,
然后你再读下去
and if you keep on reading further,
然后然后我们一直读到四十五章。
And then you read all the way to chapter 45.
从第一章一直，你如果读到四十五章的话。
If you read from chapter 1 to chapter 45.
这告诉我们什么
？What does it tell us？
告诉我们无花果树。
It tells us the fig tree.
不过告诉我们历史上的无花果树。
But it tells us the historical fig tree.
所以如果你读耶利米的话。
So if you read the book of Jeremiah.
你看见耶利米是个哭泣的先知。
You see that Jeremiah was one that lamented.
他也是祷告的先知。
He was one that prayed.
所以一直到四十五章
，until chapter 45，
他祷告了十七个祷告
，he prayed 17 prayers，
然后他就不祷告了
，then he stopped praying。
这些你知道都跟以色列发生关系
，these all are related to Israel，
都跟无花果树发生关系
，all related to the fig tree。
然后从四十六章开始
，and then starting from chapter
16， 耶和华论到列国的话，临到先知耶利米。四十六章第一节。
That which came as the word of the Lord to Jeremiah the prophet concerning the nations.
你看见列国就是指着各样的树来说的。
Now when it speaks about the nations, it refers to the other trees.
那在耶利米说预言的时候。
Now in Jeremiah when you see prophecy.
这些事还没有发生。
These things didn't happen yet.
但是对我们来说。
But for us today.
这些预言多半都已经应验了。
Most of these prophecies have already been fulfilled.
所以这里的各样树都已经走入历史了。
So all of these trees actually have walked into history.
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白吗
？Do you understand?
所以当你读耶利米书的时候
，So when you read the book of Jeremiah，
前面四十五章给我们看见无花果树。
The first 45 chapter shows you the fig tree。
从四十六章开始
，Starting from chapter 45，
现在你看见有埃及
，You see Egypt，
有巴比伦
，You see Babylon，
有腓力士
，Philistine，
有摩亚
，Moab，
你再读下去，然后你再有亚门
，You have
亚门，
Amen，
然后有以东。
Edom,
然后有基达
，and then you have Kedar。
基达就今天沙特阿拉伯。
Kedar is the Saudi Arabia。
然后有大马色。
You have Damascus。
然后呢有以兰。
Iran。
伊朗。
Elam。
伊朗其实就是今天的伊朗。
Elam actually is the Iran of today。
然后到了五十章五十一章的时候。
Chapter 50 and 51。
很明显的讲到巴比伦。
Speaks about Babylon。
所以这什么意思呢
？What does it mean？
这是各样的树。
These are all the trees。
像埃及一直到今天
even Egypt until today
那像埃及是一直到今天
for example Egypt is all the way from then until
但这里面的巴比伦所讲巴比伦
but here the Babylon
已经走到历史了
has already walked into
你看见有的根本已经到了历史已经走入历史了
some have already gone into history
所以这是耶利米书
so this is book of Jeremiah
这是阿巴迪亚书
Obadiah
这是哈巴谷书
Habakkuk
这是西班牙书
Zephaniah
那弟兄姊妹很清楚给我们看见
it shows us clearly
无花果树
The fig tree,
还有各样的树
and all the trees.
那么根据这些预言曾经在圣经里面提到的
and then these that were mentioned in the Bible,
他们曾经和以色列人对抗的
and then at one point they were in conflict with Israel.
你看非利士人 confront, 非利士人还有这些人一直是和他们对立的
so they were always in confrontation.
所以在这种情形底下
so under such circumstances,
弟兄姊妹你看见无花果树各样的树
and then the fig tree and all the trees.
那是历史上的无花果树和历史上的各样的树
so the historical fig tree and the historical other trees.
这个是耶利米书
this is Jeremiah.
如果你读以赛亚书呢
but if you read Isaiah,
我们可以很快地看一下以赛亚书
let us quickly look in the book of Isaiah.
你如果翻到以赛亚书
if you look in Isaiah,
如果你从第一章开始的话
Starting from chapter one,
第三节说牛认识主人驴认识主人的槽以色列却不认识我的名却不留意、第三节以赛亚第一章、
An ox knows its owner and a donkey its master's manger but Israel does not know my people do not understand
所以如果你从第一章一直读到十二章
So if you read from chapter 1 to chapter 12
这是什么东西呢你若读、yeah. 你若读过去的话你就要读到这就是无花果树
This refers to the fig tree
那很清楚的
Very clear
从十三章开始
Starting from chapter 13
就讲到各样的树
It speaks about all the trees
十三章讲到巴比伦
Chapter 13 speaks about Babylon
然后呢你如果读到十五章讲到摩亚
15 speaks about Moab.
那么，然后十六章呢，也讲的摩亚。
16 is Moab.
十七章讲的大马色。
17 Damascus.
就讲的叙利亚。
Syria.
十八章讲的以索比亚。
Chapter 18 speaks about Ethiopia.
然后十九章讲的埃及。
19 Egypt.
二十章也讲的埃及。
20 is Egypt again.
然后你看见哦，到了二十一章。
21.
杜马的预言
the oracle concerning Duma
那换一句话说这个是讲到以斯玛利的后裔
or actually the descendants of Ishmael
那么以斯玛利有两班的后裔
now Ishmael has two descendants
一个是肉身的子孙
one is that in the flesh
还有就是宗教的子孙
and the other is the religious descendants
所以如果你想知道以斯玛利他的肉身的子孙加上了宗教的子孙
so the physical descendants and the religious descendants of Ishmael
那么那个预言在哪里呢
if you add it together
那就是杜马的预言
the prophecy is found
这是二十一章杜马的预言
chapter 21
但如果你想知道以斯玛利的故乡在哪里
but if you want to know where is the hometown of Ishmael
他的子孙他们多半在什么地方
where are most of his descendants
那就是阿拉伯的预言
and then it's the prophecy of Arabia
那这里是讲的阿拉伯半岛的故事
it speaks about the Arabian Peninsula
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗这里很明显是就讲到这些了
so it refers to these things
然后再读下去有推罗
and then Tyre
等等等等
et cetera et cetera
但是有一件事和耶利米书不一样的
but there is one difference between Isaiah and Jeremiah
因为这里十三章讲到巴比伦的时候
because in chapter 13 when it speaks about Babylon
讲的末世的巴比伦
it speaks about the Babylon in the end time
讲到巴比伦和全世界对抗的时候
it speaks about how Babylon is in confrontation with the whole world
圣经说耶和华的日子临到
it said the day of the Lord is near
换一句话说
in other words
这个巴比伦是末世的巴比伦
so this Babylon is a Babylon of the end time
那不光巴比伦如此
not only Babylon is a
spite 这个以斯玛利的后裔也是如此
the descendants of Ishmael
耶利米书讲的基达
the Jeremiah spoke about Kedar
那是历史上的巴比伦
it's the historical Babylon
但是问题在这里
the problem is
在主要回来以前
before the Lord's return
这些以斯玛利的后裔会有什么情形呢
what will the descendants of Ishmael have what will their condition be in the end
time 那么你就看见以赛亚书给我们看见的基达乃是末世的基达
so Isaiah shows us the Kedar in the last days
杜马乃是末世的杜马
And then Duma speaks about the Duma of the end times.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看得很清楚,
now you become very clear.
如果你要问,
if you want to ask,
到底在主回来以前,
before the Lord's return,
特别是1948年以后,
after
1948, 以色列, 你看,
now Isaiah, Israel will restore.
无花果树果然复国了,
the fig tree indeed was
restored. 那现在我们要问到底哪些国也要起来呢?
We want to ask what other nations will be restored.
答案在什么地方?
Where is the answer?
答案在以赛亚书里面。
The answer is the book of Isaiah.
因为耶利米书告诉我们这些有的国已经走入历史了。
Because Jeremiah tells us that many of these nations have already gone to history.
巴比伦就是个例子。
Babylon is an example.
那么根据耶利米书它已经走入历史了。
So according to Jeremiah, it's already entered into history.
但是根据以赛亚书,
but according to Isaiah,
还有根据启示录,
according to Revelation,
我们看在主回来以前, 你看见巴比伦在那里的。
Before the Lord's return, you see Babylon will be there.
所以这怎么回事呢?
So what happened there?
这就给我们看见说,
this shows us.
以色列曾经在历史上,
that Israel was once in history.
2000年好像消失了,
after 2000 years as if it disappeared.
1948年它又起来了,
in 1948 it was restored.
那让我们记得,
let us remember.
这是以赛亚的故事。
This is the story of
Isaiah. 以赛亚就是告诉我们有一天以色列要重新起来的。
Isaiah tells us that one day Israel will be restored.
200年前,
200 years ago,
这个世界找不到以色列国的,
no one will be able to find the nation of Israel.
当你读这个耶利米歌的耶利米的时候,
when you read the book of Jeremiah,
你就看你这就为什么耶利米他祷告17次的,
so that's why Jeremiah prayed 17 times.
但你读以赛亚书,
but when you read Isaiah,
你看见到了末日的时候,
when it comes to the end time,
那里讲了耶和华的山,
it speaks about the mountain of Jehovah.
要成为最高的山,
it become the highest
mountain. 那里讲了耶路撒冷,
it speaks about Jerusalem.
那什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
200年前,
200 years ago,
那个耶路撒冷根本在粪堆, 根本在垃圾的中间的。
Jerusalem was actually amongst ruins.
所以在这种情形下, 根本你根本就没有无花果树。
So under such circumstances, you don't have a fig tree.
但是感谢主,
but thank the Lord.
有一天无花果树要翻嫩长叶。
One day, the fig tree will put forth its leaves.
不光无花果树要翻嫩长叶。
Not just the fig tree.
各样的树也要发嫩长,
all the trees will put forth its leaves.
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
根据以赛亚书,
according to the book of
Isaiah, 根据启示录,
according to Revelation,
你看见这巴比伦势力终于抬头了。
Now Babylon will again be restored.
所以现在你看得很清楚。
So now it's clear.
现在你就看见说不光是无花果树发嫩长叶, 各样的树也发嫩长叶。
So not just the fig tree, but all the trees.
不光如此,
not only that,
马代有一天要起来,
the Medes will actually be
restored. 巴比伦倾倒了, 巴比伦倾倒是谁叫他倾倒的?
Babylon is fallen. Babylon is fallen. Who caused it?
以赛亚告诉我们说,
Isaiah tells us,
将来是 马代的人要叫他倾倒。
It's actually the Medes that will actually cause the fall of Babylon.
马代人是什么人?
Who are the Medes?
马代人就是今天的库德族。
Medes are the Kurdish of today.
那库德族就是伊拉克北边的那一半的人。
It is that group that is found in the north of Iraq, the Kurds.
本来这次美国跟土耳其讲好了,
now originally the United States and Turkey had an agreement,
这个军队要从北边下来的,
that they would bring forth an army from the north.
结果出了事情, 结果不能成功,
but then they couldn't agree, so
it wasn't successful. 库德族人就变成很重要了。
So now the Kurdish have become very important.
我们知道库德族就好像以色列人一样。
So the Kurdish are just like the people of Israel.
他们没有家的。
They're actually people without
他们发布的
homes.
他们巴不得有一天能回到他们的家园。
They desire and long to have their own homes.
以色列人在1948年怎样回到他们的家园?
How Israel returned to their home in 1948?
那根据圣经,
according to the Bible,
各样的树也要发嫩长叶。
All the trees would pour forth its leaves.
如果它不起, 它不发嫩长叶的话,
if it doesn't pour forth its leaves,
那么有一天, 巴比伦怎么倾倒怎么倾倒,
now how did Babylon fall and fall?
所以弟兄姊妹,
so brothers and sisters,
现在你看得很清楚,
now you see very clearly,
这个就是耶利米书和以赛亚书。
This is Isaiah and Jeremiah and Isaiah.
所以很清楚的,
so very clear.
以赛亚书和其他的书给我们看见无花果树还有各样的树。
So Isaiah and the other books show us the fig tree and the other tree.
耶利米书也这样。
Jeremiah does the same
不,
thing.
耶利米书是给我们看见历史上的故事。
But the difference is Jeremiah shows us the historical aspect.
以赛亚给我们看主要回来以前的故事。
Isaiah shows us the picture before the return.
你这一对比你就知道哪些国要起来, 哪些国要复兴的。
So if you compare studies to, then you'll know which nations are
going to be restored. 现在你就知道说到底将来巴勒斯坦会不会复国。
So then you'll know, will Palestine be restored?
所以弟兄姊妹，那个答案在哪里呢？
Where is the answer?
答案在先知书里面。
The answer is in the prophetic book.
所以这是很清楚的。
So it's very clear today.
那么来到但以理书。
So we come to the book of Daniel.
这个但以理书特点在哪里呢？
What is the special feature of the book of Daniel?
很有意思的。
Very interesting.
这个但以理书特别给我们看见各样的事。
Now, Daniel specially shows us the all the trees.
所以第二章
Chapter 2.
你看有个巨人的像。
You'll see there's the huge statue.
你看有头有胸有肚腹然后有腿。
You see the head, you see the chest, the thigh, the torso and the thighs.
你看有金银铜铁。
You see gold, silver, bronze and iron.
这什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
那现在但以理就给我们看见什么故事呢？
What did Daniel show us?
给我们看见各样的树。
It shows us all the trees.
在历史上怎么起来的？
How they rose up in history.
对于但以理来说，那个时候只有巴比伦。
For Daniel, at that time there was only Babylon.
最多是波斯大帝国。
Maybe Persia afterwards.
对他来说，希腊大帝国还没有起来。
For him, the Greek Empire had not risen.
然后罗马大帝国还没有起来。
The Roman Empire hadn't risen.
还是稀奇的。
But isn't it amazing?
但以理能够把各样的树描写得很清楚，很清楚。
Daniel was able to clearly explain those trees.
给我们看见说。
And he showed us.
你看见巴比伦是怎么起来的。
How the Babylon was restored.
其实巴比伦有很长很长历史。
Actually, Babylon had a long history.
为什么神对于尼布加尼撒说你就是那个金头。
Why did God say to Nebuchadnezzar, you're the gold head?
因为虽然巴比伦有很长的历史。
Even though Babylon had a very long history.
但他的势力从来没有到地中海这个范围来。
But its power never reached the Mediterranean.
谁是把他的势力带到地中海来呢？
Whoever brought their power to the Mediterranean.
那是尼布加尼撒。
It was Nebuchadnezzar.
所以他是金头。
That's why he's the gold head.
现在你明白吗？
So now you understand.
到了第七章的时候。
Chapter 7.
从地中海里面，你看有一第一个兽，狮子从那里就出来了。
So from the Mediterranean, the first beast came out, and that's the lion.
为什么从海中上来？
Why from the sea?
那就告诉我们说。
It tells us.
这巴比伦势力终于到了地中海了。
That the reach of the Babylonian Empire finally came to the Mediterranean.
所以你读圣经很清楚的。
So if you read the Bible, very clear.
给我们看见这个四个大的帝国，那地中海的四个大的帝国怎么样兴起的
？How the four empires around the Mediterranean was started.
所以这是但以理书给我们看见。
This is what the book of Daniel
shows. 给我们看见历史上的巴比伦。
It shows us the historical Babylon.
给我们看见这个历史上的罗马帝国。
Historical Roman Empire.
但是很有意思。
But very interesting.
你读但以理书的时候。
If you read the book of Daniel,
也给我们看见。
It also shows us.
有一天
One day,
在主回来以前
before the Lord's return,
在地中海
from the Mediterranean,
有一只兽要从海中上来。
There will be a beast that will arise.
你看见这是启示录十三章给我们看到的。
This is what Revelation 13 shows us.
但是很有意思。
But very interesting.
你看看那个第四个兽啊。
If you look at the fourth beast,
不，对不起，你看看那个兽。
If you look at the beast,
就叫你想起是但以理书的第四个兽。
The beast in Revelation reminds you of the fourth beast in the book of Daniel.
所以明白吗？
So now you
understand. 但以理书上面所说那个兽。
The beast found in the book of Daniel.
后来到了启示录的时候。
In the book of Revelation.
它又从地中海里出来了。
It rose up from the Mediterranean again.
那如果你读但以理书的话。
If you read the book of Daniel.
给我们看见。
It shows us.
第四个帝国有一天要复兴的。
The fourth empire will be restored again.
所以这就是。将来罗马的帝国要出现。
So that the Roman Empire will be restored again.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
明天是个很重要的日子。
Tomorrow is a very important day.
因为今天欧盟所在的版图的范围。
Because the territory that the European Union occupies.
就是古罗马帝国所有的范围。
It is exactly the territory that was occupied by the ancient Roman Empire.
那现在的 European Union, 现在的欧盟。
So the European Union today.
就叫我们想起。
It reminds us.
这个不过是那个兽从海中起来的一个刚开始就是。
It is only but the beginning of how the beast is arising out of the Mediterranean.
所以你看见吗？不光是无花。花果树发嫩长叶。
So not just the fig tree put forth its leaves.
不光巴比伦势力重新抬头。
Not just Babylon has been restored.
这是为什么到今天伊拉克的问题是那么棘手的。
That's why the problem in Iraq is so complicated.
但从明天开始。
Starting from tomorrow.
你看见欧洲有个新的局面。
There's going to be a new situation in Europe.
你看见本来是38,000人，现在变成47,000人了。
Now originally it was 3 billion people, now it's going to be 300 million, now it's going to be 470 million.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看，欧洲从明天开始完全不一样了。
So Europe will be different starting from tomorrow.
在目前来讲，是所有贸易团体里面最大的一个。It's
actually the biggest common market.
现在就现在来说，actually
from perspective today,
而且它经济的总的量和美国是一模一样的。And
actually its output, business output is equivalent to the U.S.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？根据但以理书给我们看见的。So
according to what Daniel has shown us,
你看见果然，你看见在这个圣经里面的古国有一天要重新抬头了。So
that the ancient Roman Empire again will raise its head again.
所以当你看第四个兽，当你看这个启示录的那个是兽的时候。So
if you look at the beast in the book of Revelation,
你看见它口像狮子一样。You
see that its mouth is like the mouth of a lion.
它样子像豹一样。It
has the form of leopard.
但是走起来像熊一样。But
when it walks, it's just like the bear.
所以我们相信敌基督将来那个国度的版图跟当时古波斯大帝国的版图应该是一样的。So
that the territory that it will be occupied by the Antichrist should be equivalent to that found in Persia.
弟兄姊妹，你看得很清楚的。
It's very clear.
这就是但以理书给我们看见各样的树。So
the book of Daniel shows us all the trees.
曾经在历史有过。In
the history, there was such.
后来又怎样的又复兴起来了。And
then how later on they would be restored.
所以整个的镜头放在各样的树上。So
the focus is on all the trees.
那现在我们来到了以西结。
Then now we come to Ezekiel.
以西结、哈该书、撒迦利亚书跟马拉基书。Ezekiel,
Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi.
那很有意思。Very
interesting.
当你读这四卷书的时候，If
you read these four books,
你看它的重点是放在无花果树上。You
see that its focus is on the fig tree.
那现在很仔细的给我们看见历史上的以色列。So
it shows you that the historical Israel.
但是更重要的。 也给我们看见将来的以色列。It
also shows you that Israel of the future.
给我们看见昨天的耶路撒冷。It
shows us the Jerusalem of yesterday.
也给我们看见明天的耶路撒冷。It
also shows you the Jerusalem of tomorrow.
耶路撒冷到底有没有明天？Does
Jerusalem have a tomorrow?
以色列到底有没有将来？Does
Israel have a future?
到底今天中东的局势会有一个什么样的演变？What
will the Middle East evolve into?
你看但以理书把各样的书讲得最清楚不过。So
Daniel was very clear on all the truth.
所以以西结哈。 撒迦利亚和马拉基书也是把各样把无花果树讲得再清楚不过。So
Ezekiel, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi explain the fig tree clearly.
非常非常清楚。
Very, very clearly.
那弟兄姊妹， Brothers and sisters, 现在你明白吗？
Now you understand.
这个撒迦利亚书，
The book of Zechariah，
乃是第四组，就是以西结这一组书里面的一卷的书。
It's actually one of the four books among this group.
你如果把这四卷书好好的读过的话，
If you read these four books carefully，
你看得很清楚。You'll
see very clearly.
如果你读不懂以西结书，If
you do not understand the book of
Ezekiel, 你我就不可能懂得哈该书。Then
we won't understand Haggai.
你我就不懂可能懂得撒迦利亚书。Then
we won't understand Zechariah.
我们也不懂，可又不懂得马拉基书。Then
we won't understand the book of Malachi.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
我大概的跟大家看着讲过了。So
I already shared briefly with you.
那现在要紧在哪里？
Now the question is,
要紧就这四卷书为什么那么重要？
The importance is, why are these four books so important?
因为这四卷书不光讲以色列的。Because
these four books not just speak about the history of Israel.
因为以色列属地神子民的故事。Because
this speaks about the story of the earthly people.
就告诉我们属天子民的故事。Because
then it will tell you the story of the heavenly people of God.
那弟兄姊妹，这就变得非常重要。Then
it becomes important.
比方说，
For example,
当你读以西结书的时候，
When you read the book of Ezekiel,
你记不记得枯骨四散的故事？
Do you remember all the dry bones scattered?
以色列人就像枯骨四散一样。
The people of Israel are just like the dry bones that are scattered.
到了1948年的时候，
But in 1948,
你看见神把他们震动，那些骨头慢慢就连在一起。
How the Lord shook them, and then they started coming together.
所以你看慢慢慢慢到了1948年也有皮了，各方面都有了。
And then in 1948 you even find that the skin started growing on the bones.
但是没有气息的。
But it didn't have a breath of air.
一直等到主回来的时候。
Not until the Lord returned.
你记不记得圣灵说圣灵要浇灌他们？
Remember that the Bible says that the Holy Spirit will fill them.
等那个时候，
That day,
你看见那个预言就完全的应验了。
That prophecy will be fully fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹，
So brothers and sisters,
很明显的，
It's very clear.
这是 无花果树的故事。
This is the story of the fig tree.
给我们看见无花果树将来怎样。
It shows us the future of the fig tree.
那现在怎样呢
？Now how about now?
现在以色列家只有犹大人，犹太人。
The house of Israel only has the Jews.
犹太人普通是指着犹大支派跟便雅悯支派。
The Jews actually refer to just the descendants of Judah and Benjamin.
你知道说，在后来以色列人回到耶路撒冷，只有这两个支派回来的。
You know that when Israel returned to Jerusalem, only two tribes returned.
所以我们称他们做犹太人。
So we call them Jews.
其实以色列人呢
，but actually people of Israel
是整个十二个支派。
Should include all 12 tribes.
那么还有十个支派呢
？So where are the 10 tribes?
他们已经失落了。
They are the lost tribes.
我们找不到他们了。
We can't find them.
有的也许到了中国。
Some probably went to China.
有的也许到了今天阿富汗。
Some probably went to Afghanistan. 所以
弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
这是无花果树的故事。
These are the story. This is the story of the fig tree.
那现在我们要问大家。
Now we want to ask.
现在将来怎么样呢
？How about the future?
以西结告诉我们说。神要让两根杖变成一个杖。
God will cause the two staffs to become one.
一个是犹大的杖。
One is Judah.
一个是以法莲的杖。
One is the staff of Ephraim.
以法莲是指的以色列北国十个支派说的。
Ephraim refers to the northern kingdom, the ten tribes.
犹大是指南国两个支派说的。
Judah refers to the southern kingdom, the
two tribes. 你看这两个支棍子，这两个杖要变成一根杖。
These two staffs become one staff.
你看见吗
？Do you see that?
你如果要知道以色列的前途
，If you want to know the future of Israel, thank the Lord.
现在不光是以色列人他们复国了
，Not just the people of Israel have been restored。
现在他们找到马拿支派、马拿西支派的人。
They found the tribe of Manasseh。
如果你到中国的话
，You go to China。
我这两天还收到一张的照片。
Actually, we see the picture recently.
那么这个照片就是在靠近大概是在这九寨沟那个地方。
There's a place called 九寨沟。
就在那个附近，结果你会发现呢，这个有一个民族叫做羌，有少数民族叫羌族。
There's a group of people that are called the 羌。
羌族上面是羊，下面是人，是不是
？Actually, if you look at the Chinese character, how it's written, there is a lamb on the top
那么你如
and a man on the bottom.
如果你读羌族的故事的话，那就叫你想起以色列的故事。
If you read their story, it reminds you of the story of Israel.
这个照片我给你看见，那个照片那个很大很大的碉堡啊，那就像约书亚那个时候的碉堡一模一样的。
Now that picture shows you a fortress. That's actually very similar to the time of Joshua.
所以有人告诉我们，他们有的人会讲希伯来话。
So people tell us that they know how to speak Hebrew.
那么根据他们的遗传
，Now according to their tradition,
大概是在公元前两百多年，他们已经到了中国了。
Probably 200 BC, they already reached China.
这个是十个支派的。
These are one of the ten tribes.
后来到了第十二世纪的时候
，But during the 12th century,
那是很晚很晚。
Actually, much later.
你知道犹太的两个支派，他们就到了中国的开封。
Actually, two tribes, southern tribes, went to Kaifeng in China.
这是犹太人。
These are the Jews.
所以我们不知道这个四个支派跑到哪里去。
So we do not know where these ten tribes went to.
有人研究啊。
Some have done some examination.
中国人很多地方很像犹太人。
Actually, many of the Chinese customs are similar to the Jews.
所以很可能我们不知道，很可能在中国人中间就是有四个支派。
And then may very possibly amongst the Chinese there are the ten tribes.
那么现在你怎么知道是四个支派呢
？Now how do you know they're the ten tribes?
现在 DNA 有办法的。
So you actually they've done a DNA study.
你知道说有一个支派，有一个兰巴族啊，在南非。
Now in South Africa there is a tribe.
那是全黑的。
They're actually black.
他们根据他们的口传，他们是以色列人。
Now according to their tradition, they are Israelites.
那很难叫人相信。
Now very few will believe them.
1999年的时候。
1999.
他们把他们的口水带到伦敦。
So they brought the saliva to London.
结果根据 DNA 的测试。
Now according to the test of DNA.
他们不光是以色列人。
They're not just Israelites.
而且是亚伦一家的。
And they are actually descendants of Aaron.
稀奇的很。
Isn't it amazing?
所以我们不知道将来是怎么样的。
So we don't know what will happen.
有一件事。我们知道
One thing we're clear,
就是根据以西结书
According to the book of
两个杖要变成一个杖
The two staff will become one
不光两个支派要回来
Not just the two tribes will return
而且十个支派也要回来
The ten tribes will return also
十个支派多半是往东边去
The ten tribes most likely went east
所以以赛亚书说
So Isaiah tells
他们回来的时候
When they return
他们要往西飞
They will go west
一点不错
It's true
现在有一些以法莲支派回来他们的确是往西
So actually, there are many of the tribe of Ephraim. They have flown west.
在印度的东北部
Now they're in the northeast of India.
有500多万人
There are probably 5 million people.
他们早期都讲中国话的
They actually spoke Chinese in the beginning.
但是其实他们称他们自己是马拿西之子
They actually call themselves the sons of Manasseh.
所以现在经过考证的结果。
So actually after further a test.
那么应该他们是属于十个支派。
They're probably very likely from the ten tribes.
那么包括今天的这个阿富汗也是如此。
Including many in Afghanistan.
所以详细情形我们不知道。
So the details we do not know.
但以西结就告诉我们。
But Ezekiel tells us.
两个要变成一个。
The two staff will become one.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
从表面上看
Outwardly speaking,
这是以色列人的故事
This is the story of people of Israel
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
以色列人是神属地的子民
Israel are the earthly people of God
他们的故事
Their story
就是说出属天的故事
Their story speaks about the heavenly story
所以这什么意思
What does that mean?
这告诉我们在主回来以
后 It tells us that before the Lord's return
神的儿女虽然枯骨四散
The children of God are just like the dry bones scattered
好像我们分了又分分了又分分了再分的
And we've divided and divided and divided
但是你看见神不光震动地神也震动天
But that God is not just going to shake the earth but also the heavens
结果你看见不光是枯骨接在一起了
So not just the dry bones are coming
然后长上皮了
It will grow skin
也长上了肉
Flesh
那最后呢
Lastly,
在主回来以前
before the Lord's return,
主要得着一个荣耀的教会
The Lord will gain for himself a glorious church
就好像什么就好像在这个五旬节的这故事
Just like the story in Pentecost
所以你明白吗
So you understand
这个为什么以西结前面讲啊说是神让以西结做一件事
So why did in the beginning of the book of Ezekiel God said cause Ezekiel to do something
神要他往左躺有好几天
God wanted him to lie on his left side for a certain day.
300多天，几乎是一年，几乎是一年。
Almost a year.
然后另外再躺几十天。
And then on the right side a few more days.
那不只是一个月。
Not just one month.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
如果一个人呢，光一个方向躺，快差不多一年的话。
If someone just lies on his side for almost a year.
用今天我们懂的话来说。
For the words that we understand.
这个人中风了吗
？This person is.
这个人
has a stroke.
这个人不是瘫痪了吗
？Isn't he paralyzed?
你看见吗？他一个方向一直。维持那个方向。
So he can only keep one direction for a long time.
这就是教会的光景。
So this is the situation.
你看见今天教会应该是基督的身体，对不对
？The church should be the body of Christ.
应该每一个肢体就在那动，对不对
？Every member should be there exercising.
结果身教会身体只有几个身体在那，肢体在那动的。
But actually, the body of Christ only a few members are there exercising.
这不是瘫痪是什么
？Isn't this paralyzed?
但是感谢主。
But thank you.
以西结书不光给我们看见以色列的故事。
Ezekiel not only shows the story of Israel.
也给我们看见教会的故事。
It also shows us the story of the church.
那么就在这种情形底下
，Under such circumstances,
圣经给了我们撒迦利亚书。
The Bible gave us the book Zechariah.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
如果我们再仔细的读下去的话
，If we continue reading further,
我们要问
，We want to ask,
以色列人有没有明天
？Does the Israel have a future?
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
特别是撒迦利亚书
，Especially the book of Zechariah.
天一亮，神要帮助这城。
As the day dawns, God will help this city.
弟兄。现在你明白
吗 Now you understand.
每次你读到这个撒迦利亚的时候
Every time you come to the book of Zechariah,
你知道天快亮了
You know that the day is dawning.
因为天一亮神要帮助这城
Because when the day dawns, God will help the city.
耶路撒冷
Jerusalem.
属灵意义乃是指着神的见证来说
Spiritually speaking, it refers to the testimony of God.
我们要问说
We want to ask,
今天教会有明天吗
Does the church have a future?
教会有前途吗
Does the church have tomorrow?
那个答案在撒迦利亚书
The answer is in the book of Zechariah.
虽然撒迦利亚书是讲到无花果树，一点都不错。
Because Zechariah indeed speaks about the fig tree.
但这里有一个属灵的教训
But here there is a spiritual lesson.
能叫我们下垂的手、发酸的腿能够重新鼓舞起来。
So to cause us the tired arms and legs to again be encouraged.
撒迦利亚不是对所有的犹太人讲的，以色列人讲的。
Zechariah is not spoken to all the people of Israel.
大部分的犹太人没有耳朵听，以色列没有耳朵听。
Most of the people of Israel do not have the ears to hear.
他们根本在巴比伦。
They are in Babylon.
他们回来都不要回来。
They don't even want to come back.
他们的前途在巴比伦。
Their future is in Babylon.
为什么要回到耶路撒冷
？Why do they want to return to Jerusalem?
回到耶路撒冷的人
，those that return,
他们都是付上代价。
Those are the ones that paid a price.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
但是经过许多的艰难。
But after much difficulty,
经过时间的考验
after the test of time,
你看见慢慢慢慢有的就灰心了
slowly, many of them became discouraged.
有的人问一个问题
many ask the question,
教会会不会有明天
Does the church have a future?
神的见证会不会有明天
Does the testimony of the Lord have a future?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果你要问
we want to ask,
到底这个撒迦利亚书的信息在哪里
What is the message of the book of Zechariah?
今天对我们的帮助在什么地方
Where is it, its help to us today?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这卷书是很重要的
This book is very important.
这卷书不只告诉我们以色列有明天
not only tells us that Israel has a tomorrow.
你不必担心说他被所有的国家包围了真的丢到地中海去了
Don't worry that it will be cast into the Mediterranean when it's surrounded.
根据撒迦利亚
According to the book of Zechariah,
你看见天一亮神要帮助这个
When the day dawns, God will help this people.
不光如此
Not only that,
耶路撒冷现在没有河，没有河的
Jerusalem has no river today.
但是根据诗篇46篇
But according to Psalm 46,
神有一道河叫它的分叉是神的心欢喜
There's a river that when it splits, it will cause God to rejoice.
你读撒迦利亚书读到最后一章的时候
When you read the last chapter of Zechariah,
感谢主
Thank the Lord.
耶路撒冷终于找到一条河
Jerusalem, you can find a city there,
为什么耶路撒冷今天你很容易攻下来呢
Why can you conquer Jerusalem easily?
因为没有河嘛
Because there's no river
为什么巴比伦不容易拿下来呢
Why is Babylon difficult to conquer?
因为当初幼发拉底河根本就流过巴比伦
Because the Euphrates flowed through the Babylon
二十年积存粮食你不可能把这个城拿下来的
20 years of grain there you cannot take over the city
弟兄姊妹耶路撒冷不是
Jerusalem is
耶路撒冷是多灾多难的
Jerusalem is full of tumultuous
到了今天它已经被沦陷了三十几次
It's already been lost 30 or more times
就是因为它没有河的
Because it didn't have a river
但是有一天
But one day
天一亮的时候
When the day dawns
神要帮助这
God will help this city
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
如果耶路撒冷是属灵的意思指着神的见证来说的话
If Jerusalem speaks about the testimony of God's spirit
那么圣殿重建
Now for the temple to be rebuilt
那就是指着神的教会重建说的 复兴来说的
It speaks about the restoration of the church
那教会不光是复兴
Now the church will not just
教会的复兴是为着神的见证的
The restoration of the church is for the testimony
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
这个撒迦利亚书前面八章是讲到神的殿
The first eight chapters of Zechariah speaks about the temple
后面六章讲到神的城
The last six chapters speaks about the city of God
前面讲到神的同在后面讲到神的见证
The first part speaks about the presence of God The latter part speaks about the testimony of God
就是属灵的应用来讲
Spiritually explained
前面说到教会的复兴
In the beginning it speaks about the restoration of the church
但是教会的复兴不是目的
But the purpose is not for the church
教会的复兴目的是带进神的见证
The restoration of the church is to bring in the testimony of God Now we want to ask
教会有没有明天
Does the church have a tomorrow?
神的见证有没有明天
Does the testimony of God
我们为什么不留在巴比伦
Why don't we stay in Babylon?
你看许多人都留在巴比伦
Many people stay in Babylon
他们的前途在巴比伦
Their future is Babylon
他们那是他们的世界
This is their world
为什么我们不同样做
Why don't we do the same thing?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and
这里有信息的
Here's the message
这个信息不是对巴比伦人说的
This message is not for those in Babylon
这是对那些愿意顺服神
These are for those that are willing to
愿意从巴比伦出来
To come out of Babylon
就像马丁路德一样
Just like Martin Luther
就像加尔文一样
Just like Calvin
他们勇敢地从巴比伦出来
They were willing to come out of Babylon
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
出来的是不是一切都好了呢
When you come out is everything good
根据启示录的预言
According to the prophecy of Revelation
出来了没有一样是完全的
When they come out nothing is complete
弟兄姊妹神要的是完全的
God wants a perfect
church 所以神要的是复兴
God wants a restoration
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
现在问题你看看
The problem is you won't see
就在撒迦利亚的时候
In Zechariah
你说那些回到耶路撒冷那些人完全吗
Do you say that those that return to Jerusalem are
complete 那些不完全
They're not complete
弟兄你看看你会不会觉得失望呢
When you look at them are you disappointed
早知道你为什么从巴比伦出来呢
You think well, why did I even come out of Babylon
你为什么不爱世界像所有人一样呢
Why don't we just love the world like everyone else
为什么你把你一生都摆上呢
Why do you have to lay your whole life for the Lord
你不是为了主活着吗
Are you living for the Lord
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
就在这个时候
In such time
你看见了撒迦利亚的信息是为着你的
You see that the message of Zechariah is for you
感谢主
Thank the Lord
回到你看见有一些话是为着我们每一个人的
So some words are for all of us
我们的时间已经没有了
Our time is up
我想我们今天只能说到这
I think tonight we can only speak
明天下午我们再继续
Tomorrow afternoon we'll continue
明天下午我们有两堂连晚上
So tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow evening,
we have two sessions. 然后后天早晨还有一堂。
And then the Lord's Day morning, we have one more session.
那么现在我们回去了，一直到明天下午。
So from today until tomorrow afternoon.
如果弟兄姊妹您愿意的话，如果你愿意在明天再来的话，不来不要紧。
If you're willing to come tomorrow, you don't necessarily have to come.
那如果你要来的话
，If you want to come,
那么你一定要把这十四章好好的看一下。
Please read the 14 chapters.
大概的印象要有。
You just have a general impression.
前面有八个印象。
There are four visions in the
前面八章
eight chapters.
我想这个八个一定要弄清楚。
Now these eight visions should be clear.
你们好好把它记住了。
Just remember the eight visions.
第一个跟第八个是一组。
First and eighth are a group.
第二个跟倒数第二个是一组。
Second and second to last are another group.
所以有八个意象，一共是四组的。
And then there are eight visions, and then there are four groups.
你把它记住了。
Remember them.
那么然后呢？你看见到了后面六章有两个负担，有两个 burdens.
And then the last six chapters, you find two burdens.
所以你把大概那个负担看一看。
And look at those two burdens.
所以很简单，弟兄。
Very simple.
现在很明显的。什么叫做撒加利亚书？
What is the book of Zechariah?
前面给我们看见异象。
The first eight chapters shows us vision.
圣经说没有异象，我的百姓就放肆。
The Bible says where there is no vision, the people scatter.
或者说没有异象，神的百姓就四散。
Or where there's no vision, the people of God scatter.
这就解释为什么今天我们四分五裂。
That's why it explains why we're divided today.
但这个只是异象。
This is just a vision.
等到后面的时候，
But then we come to the
有一个重量压在我们的身上。
Latter part, there's a burden upon our
那个叫做负担
That's a burden.
有两个负担
two burdens.
所以请记得
Remember,
你把整个读完了以后
After you finish the whole thing,
是八个意象
eight visions,
是四组的
four groups,
然后是两个负担
and then two burdens.
所以如果你稍微这样再看一看
so if you look at it more,
我想明天回来你就不会像听天书一样
so when you return, it won't be like an angelic book for you.
不要忘记它是天书
but indeed, it is a heavenly book.
撒加利亚说本来就是天书
of course, Zechariah is a heavenly book.
但是我们需要属天
But we need a heavenly revelation.
所以我们这次的要求并不大。
So we don't have great requirements this time.
我们希望主借助这几堂的聚会。
We just hope that through these messages,
让我们对于撒迦利亚有一点点的了解。
That we may have a basic understanding of the book of Zechariah.
但是不光是了解。
But not just understanding.
你不知道你要得何等的鼓舞。
You do not know how greatly encouraged you will.
我相信在座有很多人手都酸了，腿都不行。
I believe many of you have tired arms and legs.
你看。看见吗？
You see that?
世界够不到。
You cannot reach the world.
但是好像又没有达到神的旨。
But as if you didn't reach the purpose of God.
如果爱世界也好了。
So if you love the world,
我们大家都发达
了。So we'll all be prosperous.
你又跟谁主？
You follow the Lord.
你又回到耶路撒冷。
And you return to Jerusalem.
又怎么慢慢你要问说？
Then you'll ask.
这条路怎么走下去啊？
How do you go on?
我们不能一天到晚做梦啊。
We can't always just dream.
这个梦要实现。
We have to have this dream be realized.
弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能往前去？
How do we move forward?
没有一卷书像撒迦利亚。
Not one book is like the book of Zechariah.
这一卷书第。的确能帮助我们。
This book can indeed help us.
一面，
On the one
当然这里有预言。
There is prophecy.
关于以色列的预言。
About Israel.
关于世界的预言。
About the world.
那这个对我们来讲是很大的鼓舞的。
Indeed, it is a comfort to us.
自从九一以后。
So、ever since September 11.
这个对我们很重要。
This is very important to us.
但更重要。
But even more importantly.
无花果树。
The fig tree.
不过是 illustration， 不过是比方。
It's just but an illustration.
主说你学个比方。
You learned the illustration.
什么这个比方什么比方
？What is this illustration?
你看主在以色列神主神在他属地的子民身上怎么做
？How God did this in the early people of God.
他在我们身上也怎么做
？He will also do this in us.
他说为耶路撒冷和锡安大发热心。
And then the Lord said, I am
zealous.
Great zealous for both Zion and Jerusalem.
弟兄姊妹，同样的。为着教会的见证
，For the testimony of the church，
神说他为着锡安和耶路撒冷大发热心。
God said He is zealous for Zion and Jerusalem。
因着这个缘故
，For this reason，
我们下垂的时候发酸的腿能够再次的鼓舞。
Our tired arms and legs will be encouraged again。
所以但愿这个周末。
So hopefully this weekend
是我们得到安慰的周末。
May be a weekend where we encourage。
你要神怎么说呢
？What did God say？
神说他要再安慰锡安。
God said He will comfort Zion again.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
我们需要安慰。
We need comfort.
没有安慰，我们走不下去。
Without comfort, we cannot continue on.
所以这个周末，
May this weekend,
我们要从主的话里面得到安慰。
Let us be comforted by the word of God.
我们低头一个简单。
Let us bow with a simple word of prayer.
主，我们把这些话交在你手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hands.
我们觉得人的话何等的有限。
We feel that the words of man are so limited.
我们需要你说更深的话。
We need you to speak a deeper word.
更亲切的话。
More affectionate word.
但这个周末是你安慰我们的时候。
May this weekend be a weekend you comfort us.
这个安慰是我们这个周末是我们重新起头的时候。
It is a new beginning for us.
但愿我们发酸的腿下垂的手能因着你再得着鼓舞。
May we our tired legs and our downcast arms be encouraged by you again.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
如果你愿意的话。
If you're willing.
你再把我们带回来。
Bring us back.
明天下午。
Tomorrow afternoon.
明天晚上。
Tomorrow night.
还有早晨。
And then the morning after.
主日早听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' dear name.
Amen.